begin? Kuf Yudal. Oh, should go back?
I don't approve of skipping blood in the Davenish.
We're not skipping. You have to do on your own. You have to do on your own. Let's start from today's daf is daf kuf yud aleph. So let's start with daf kuf yud aleph omer aleph. After today's current daf. Omer Reish Lakish. Arba dvarim. We're going to go very slow because I mamish no clue. The time that I normally spend appearing, I spent appearing, but I don't know. I didn't really get very far. So we'll do the best that we can. There are four things. Person does these four things, he is responsible for his own death. He has no one to blame but himself. I'm all in life, it's a mesmashma. You don't need someone to blame. Don't blame me, it's not my fault. But these four things, no one to blame but yourself. Not only the blood. Now, I really don't know the difference between these two expressions. Two expressions seem that he's responsible for the death of himself. Here we go. A person goes to the Beis HaKisei between a dekel, a palm tree, and a wall. Because Shadim, demons, love to hang out in this location. If you have a dekel, a palm tree that's next to a wall, that's where you can bet you're going to find the Shadim. And Shadim are there. And Shadim do not like human beings. They bring upon them harm. So a person goes into their domain, he is bringing upon himself harm. Okay, that's the Eresh Tzach. Now that should serve as a simen for what we're going to be learning the rest of the daf. It's all going to be along these lines. Nifne bein dekel lekoisel. Tzvei Tzach. V'ho'iver bein shnei dekolim. A person walks between two dekolim. Let's just see the Rashbam. The Rashbam, it's three lines from the bottom of the before it gets wide. Abba Devar Mishum Ruach Ra. So here the Rashbam, not like I told you, Shadim, okay? Not Shadim, Ruach Ra. Do you know the difference between Shadim and Ruach Ra? I do not know. These are supernatural koichas. Next. Second thing is you walk between Shnei Dekolim. Next, Vashay Samayim She'ulin. If a person drinks borrowed water, never drink borrowed water. Next, V'oiver Mayim V'oiver Al Mayim Shefuchim. If you step on water that has been spilled on the ground. Even if your wife pours the water in your presence. Now, why would you think that's going to be different? Now, by the way, over here it says the kisvayad, not ishtoi bitoi. Afilu shefachtoi ishtoi or bitoi bifanav. Even if your wife poured this water in your presence. Now, why would you think it would be different if your wife or your daughter poured it in your presence? I don't know. But I guess the experts would think it would be different, but it doesn't make sense. Now, that concludes the four things. Now the Gemara reviews each one at a time. You okay with this? Rabbeinu Yisrochel. Okay with this? Next. And if you want to chime in at any point in time and tell me a chiddush, tell me a yisoy, tell me a hizba dvarim, kol hakavod. Next. This that we learned in person walks between the dekel and the koytzal. Sakana le'avarn el the lespa arba amps. Ah, there has to be less than 4 amos between the wall and the palm tree. Avl islay arba amos. But let's say there's 4 amos. Less lanba. There need nothing to be worried about because there's so much space. It's not going to be a convenient place for the shadim or the ruach ra to hang out, and therefore there's no sakana. Next, v'chiles lay arba amos. Even if there's less than the lamos lay amarn, it's not going to be sakana. The leka. You have nowhere else to go. Avol ikad dircha achrina less lanba. But let's say there's another way. There are two paths, and one of the paths there is a dekel and a wall, and the other path there is not. Being that there is an alternative path, automatically that takes away the sakana. Look at the Rashbam. The Rashbam says the last small line, El de loyavi arba amas. First, halach we mentioned is that the dekel there's no full amas. To leshavik rav kolashay do lava bein dekel ed kaisel. Now notice the Rashbam is changing gears. First he said ruach ra, and now he talks about shadim. So obviously the Rashbam holds that shadim and ruach ra are one and the same. So if we have a space that's less than dalet amas, leshavik rav kolashay do lava bein dekel ed kaisel, you're not leaving enough space for him. Now it appears over here that not like I told you from the Rashbam that the shade is sitting in that space. No, that's not so. The shade doesn't sit. Shades move. They're always on the move. That's where they travel. If you have a road, and in between the road there is a palm tree and a wall, that automatically becomes the derech of the shade. So don't go, don't stand in its way. If you're going to stand there, it's inevitable that it's going to want to pass, and you're going to be in its way, and it's going to attack you. But let's say in between the palm tree and the wall there's more than dalet amos, you're not in its way, because the shade can walk around you, then there's no problem. That's why it makes sense. Next halacha, let's say there's another road. If there's another road, even though where you're standing, the road that you're standing on, in between the palm tree and the dekel and the wall, there's less than dalet amos. There's less than dalet amos, but there's another mahach, there's another derech. So when the shade sees that you are in its way on road A, it's not going to go there, it's going to go the other way. The Rashbam, the first white line. You're in its way. Get out of my way, the shade says. Get in my way, I'm going to hurt you. But let's say there's another derech. So the shade says, no, he's in my way, I'm going to go on the other derech. Next, we're up to its four lines after it gets wide. Getting towards the middle line. This that we said, halacha number two. That if you walk between two palm trees, you're putting yourself in sakana. That's only where the Rishus Haram does not separate, is not mafsik. In other words, you're not in the vicinity of the Rishus Haram. These two palm trees are not in its vicinity. Avo, paskinu Rishus Haram. Let's say the two palm trees are separated. In other words, there is a Rishus Harabim that goes in between the two palm trees. You have two palm trees on one side, and the Rishus Harabim passes between the two palm trees. Over here, it does not make a difference, the distance. In the first halacha, when you have a wall and a palm tree, then the shear is dalet amos. But when you have two palm trees, then there's no shear, even 50 amos, even 10 amos, even 16 amos. It doesn't make a difference. Never walk between two palm trees. Okay, don't walk between two palm trees. The first halacha was hanifnem. First halacha was going to the Beis Hakiseh. The second halacha is walking. Never walk in between two palm trees. The only time it is a sakana is if the two palm trees are in the middle of nowhere. Let's say there's a Rishus Haram that passed between the two palm trees. Less lanba, there is no sakana. Okay, let's see the Rashbam. The Rashbam says, Aval Paskim, it's the second white line, the Shchichi Rabim, but let's say many people walk between the two palm trees, it's a Rishus Harabim. Less lay Rishus Lahozik, the Shadim do not have permission to cause harm. She'ein loy ligzol es harabim, that's part of the rules. They have rules, they don't cause harm to the rabim. Vaita. Now we come to halacha number three. It's five lines after it gets white. Hashoyseh mayim she'ulin. We learned in the Braisa. If you drink borrowed water, you're putting yourself in a sakana. Loy amaron ela deshaylinu katan. A child is the one who borrowed the water. Aval gadol. But let's say an adult borrows the water, and you drink the water that was borrowed by an adult, less lanba, there is no sakana. Gafilu shaylinu katan nami loy amaron ela. The child borrowed the water, and you're drinking the water in the field. But let's say you're drinking the water in the city, in your home. The lo shlichi is in the shlichi. In the sade, the water is not shchiach in the sade. But water is not common in the field. If the child borrowed the water and you're in the field, so then the shadim like to attack, they like to hang out on water that was borrowed by a child. Avul be'ir. But let's say you're drinking the water in the city, where water is the way the Rashbam learned, Shandig Mor, it's readily available, so the shadim do not find this water to be anything special. The shichi less lonba, there is no sakana. The afilu besada nami lo yamaron, ela maya. Even besada, a child borrows, only if a child borrows water. Avul chamra, the shichra, less. The child borrows wine or beer, and you're in the field, there is no sakana to drink this liquid. Okay, so that concludes this halacha. Let's see the Rashbam's this halacha. The loy amaron, it's the third wide line in the Rashbam. The shayra al amayim, ela besod, the shik lamayim. The mosra nafsha lishtois, and the shade is moisra nefesh to drink. And when the shade wants to take a sip of the water, he contaminates the water, it's a ruach ra that is shar in the water, and it's going to be a sakana. Okay, now we come to the fourth halacha. Okay, we're up to the fourth halacha. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines after it gets wide in the Gemara. The oivel mayim shefuchim, a person who passes over spilled water. If there's water that's been spilled on the ground and you step on the water, it's a sakana. Never step on water. Don't step on puddles. Now we come to qualify that halacha. Don't get carried away. Puddle is not spilled water. That's water that came from Shemayim. But if someone took a bottle of water and put it on the ground, you see it all the time. People pour containers of water on the ground. Lo yamaron elo deloy afsekinu ba'afra, that you did not disperse dust. If you throw dirt into the water, it's okay. Veloy tof buhu roika, or you did not, it's not tof buroka. What does it mean, the word tof? Lo tafu, you didn't spit. Taf, I guess, means to spit. Lo yorak l'sechem rok, you did not spit saliva into this puddle. Aval, afsekinu, but let's say you dispersed. The word afsekinu means like pasak, but in this context it means if you sprinkled. If you sprinkled off our dust, oy taf buhu roika, or you spit into this puddle, less lanba, there is no sakana. Let's see the Rashbam. The lo afsekinu, Dulayav Sikinu, Afrosh Le Pizer Aleimov, he did not sprinkle dust. Fine, right. Vloya Moron, Elod Loyovar Alayu Shimsh, another qualification. The only time it's sakana to step in Mayim Shvuchim, in the water that's been spilled, dirty water, it's only if it's been spilled at night and the sun's rays did not contact the water. Vloy Ovar Alayu Shisin Nigre. Or, even if it's at night, nigri means a step. No one stepped in it. In other words, other people, even the people, I guess those people, they risked their lives to step in it because they're not the sakana, but if already people already stepped in it, nigri means steps. But let's say the rays of the sun have made contact with this puddle of water, or V'over alayu shisin nigre, 60 steps, maybe means 30 people, because every person has 2 steps. I'm not exactly sure it means still similar to Rashad at the moment. Last one, ba, there is no longer a sakon. Furthermore, V'loy amor, nil deloy rochav chamra, V'loy sayim misani, that the person did not, is not riding a donkey. In other words, you have to put your bare feet into the puddle of water to come lide sakana. But if you're walking on a donkey, riding on a donkey, and the donkey is stepping in the puddle of water, that's not a sakana. V'losai misani. If you're not wearing boots, then it's sakana. But if you're wearing shoes, and you're not, your foot is not coming in direct contact with the liquid, there is no sakana. Avrach v'chamra, brachev chamara, chamra, if you're riding on a donkey, or v'sai misani, you're wearing shoes, less lanba, there is no sakana. Let's look in the Rashbam. Misani, Gomor Misani, Nischavsu, that's Vait in the Gemara. Okay, Nevahani Mila, let's go Vaita in the Gemara. Vahani Mila, this only true. Where, Hecha, the Lekka Lemechash Lukshafim. Where the Lekka Lemechash, in the Ice in the Gimel, it says, Bitoy deleka, no, that's honey meal, deleka lemechash lekshafim. Aval hecha, dik lemechash lekshafim, afka dikol honey chayshin. This whole halacha that you can be makel, that if there are 60 people stepped in the water, 60 steps, or the sun passed over the water, or you're wearing shoes, or you're wearing on a donkey, that's only in a place where it's not well known, you don't know about it, it doesn't have a reputation for kshafim, for black magic. But if you are in a place that is known to be a place of kishafim, there are a lot of witches, there are a lot of machashefos running around in this in this territory, then it doesn't matter. It's a sakana no matter what. Aval ika.
It's a sakana even with shoes on.
Even with shoes on. Yeah. Even with a donkey. Even with a son. All of these heterim of v'loyamon do not apply in a place where it's well known. It's a place of machashefos.
English expression is all bets are off. You never heard that expression?
No. All bets are off. It's a problem. It's all a problem.
When
the probability
no
is high, forget it. All the Veloy Amorons are dropped in this situation. Okay, so that concludes this little shtickl Gemara. Vayit in the Gemara. Ahu Gavra, the Girsa on the side here is Kehahu, like a Mais Shahaya. I'll prove it to you that all bets are off when there's a high probability. What was the Mais? Kehahu, like the Gahu Gavra, the Rachiv Chamra, he was riding on a donkey, and he was wearing nice, good, thick boots. The Sai Misani, Ugimod Misani, what happened? Ugimod means the Rashbam teaches the word of Gimod, it shrunk, it shriveled. Gimod means his shoes shriveled. Vitzavu kare, Vitzavu means his feet shriveled, dried up. Two different words which mean the shoes shriveled and his feet dried up. Ugimod Misani, Vitzavu kare, in other words, it's a sakana. His feet shriveled. He lost use of his feet. Or they became extremely ill because he passed over water, shuchim, mayim shuchim, water that was spilled out, even though he was riding on a donkey, and even though he was wearing shoes, the fact that he came over the area, the location where this water was, there was a magic, some chashef already put a spell on the water, and it caused his shoes to shrivel and his feet to dry up. Okay, that concludes this shtickl gemar, new gemar. Tanabanan shleisha, with regard to three people, ein me matzin. Now, what does it mean me matzin? Matzin means you don't walk between them. Look at the Rashbam. Loy mematzin, lo yavu bein anoshim. Don't walk in between. Loy misamsin, do not let them walk between you. We have three things, like two women. A man should never walk in between two women. Or a woman should not walk in between two men. So the first word, mematzin, means don't let lo yavu, the other way around. Ein mematzin means the following things that we're going to list should not walk between two. I said the rest of the reverse. Should not walk between two men. V'loy mismatzin. Mismatzin means a person, one person, should not walk between the following items. Three items. What are three items? V'elu, and here they are. Hakelef. Don't let a dog walk between two men. If you're standing waiting for the bus, there are two men and a dog is walking, don't let the dog walk in between you and another person. And you, a man, should not walk in between two dogs. They are dekel, a palm tree. Now, a palm tree is not going to walk, so I guess this basically means a man should not walk in between, like we said before, this is a repetition, we learned the Gemara above, you should not walk in between two palm trees. We learned this above, unless it's a Rishus Haram. Rishus Haram is okay.
What about two people walk and
that's okay.
Palm tree in between?
That's okay. Two people can walk together. That is okay. That's correct. That's an exception. It's brought down in halacha. Like with a woman. A man may not walk in between two women, but two men can walk in between two women. Or two men can walk in between two women. That's it. So, l'chor by a palm tree, the same exact thing. Gedbaita, v'isha, a woman. One man should not walk between two women. Or for that matter, a woman should not walk in between two men. Not because of tznius, it's because of shadim. It's because of a koyach of tum, a koyach, whatever, these are supernatural koyach, it's the Talmud Chazal. The Yesham, some say there's a fourth item that must be related to list. Av HaChazir, a pig. The Yesham, some say there is a fifth thing that should be added to the list of Hanochash. Now the Imim Matzin, what happens if a person, if it happens, person is standing, waiting for a bus, and guess what? Before you turn around, two Yeshiva Bachim are waiting for a bus, and a woman walks in between them. So what do you do now? You're in trouble. Sakana, what do you do now? A woman walking between two men. The Imim Matzin, Maitakantik, what should you do? My Amara Papa, Papa says you should always have a card in your wallet with a pasuk, just in case you're waiting for the bus and a woman walks into many. I have to say to have the pasuk ready. Niftach bikel v'nafsik bikel. You should recite the pasuk that begins with the word kel and ends with the word kel. Now, what is that pasuk? Look at Rashi. Rashi quotes Rashbam quotes the pasuk. Kel motziam mimitzrayim kisoyafo yisraim lo kiloi nachash biyakoy v'loi kesem yisrael v'goymer adma po'al kel. Okay, so that pasuk begins with kel motziam mimitzrayim and concludes with kiloi nachash. There's no nachash, no magic biyakoy v'loi kesem biyisrael, and the pasuk concludes. The pasuk, let me read you the entire pasuk. Here it is over here. Kel Hashem motzio mimitzrayim kisoyafo yisraim lo. The Klal Yisrael has like the horns. Klal Yisrael has the beautiful horns of a re'im. Re'im is a, what's a re'im by the way? It's a whole shot of what a re'im is, but it's a certain type of creature which has beautiful horns. So it's like the horns of re'im are to Klal Yisrael. And the pasuk, what? Is it what?
Doe.
A doe? What?
D-O-E.
Doe, a deer, a female deer.
Oh, so doe is a female deer.
Ray, a drop of golden sun.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Isn't a rain in the deer family?
Could be. What's a tachash? Tachash. I don't know. Whatever it is, kisoyafo is re'im lo, like the beauty. Kisoyafo is like the horn of re'im is the klal yisrael. The apostle Sha'achra writes, I'm running you over here. Kiloi nachash biyakov, like kesem yisrael koes. At this moment, ye omer liyakov liyisrael ma poal kel. What has Hashem done? Hashem. So this pasuk, because I guess this pasuk makes mention that there's kiloi nachash. It begins with kel. Well, it's not one pasuk, it's two psukim. The Gemara is calling it one pasuk, which is very interesting. It's one pasuk, but really it's an expression, it's a series of psukim. It begins with kel, it ends with kel, and in the middle mentions that there's no nachash be Yisrael. Okay, right in the Gemara. Inami or niftach biloy, or start the pasuk that has low, the nafsik below. Now, what pasuk is that? Nafsik below. The pasuk is loy ish kel v'chazev uven adam v'yistach. Hashem is not a man. Kel, Hashem is not a man which lies. Men lie. Hashem does not lie. Hashem chesam shel hakodesh baruch hu is emes uven adam v'yistacham. Hashem is not a human being which has regrets. Ahu amar v'lo yaseh. If Hashem says something, will he not do it? If Hashem speaks, will he not establish it to come true? Of course he will. Now, where here is there the ois lo uven adam the lo? I guess it's v'lo yikimena. So it begins with the word lo ish kel v'chazev, and the pasuk concludes with the expression v'lo yikimena. So it begins with the word lo and ends with the word lo. And I guess the essence of Shaden, of Ruach Ra, is Sheker, is lies, Kazav. Nemela, when you say this Pasuk, you are going to neutralize the lies of the Shaden. Now the Mora says, Maisa, Hani Beitrei, no, Maisa, Hani Beitrei, Dimotz Oluhu Isha Nida. If two people find an Isha Nida, they come across, they encounter an Isha Nida, they find an Isha. Now, what does it mean over here that two people find an Isha Nida? it means that an Isha Nida walks between them. There are two men that are standing. So we learned that if a woman walks between two men, it's a sakana. So you have to go say this pasuk. But let's say it's not just stam a woman. It's one thing when a woman walks between two men. But if an Isha Nida walks between two men, that's much worse. How do you know? Whatever, you don't know. I wouldn't ask. Not in today's day and age.
You just walk between us.
If two women, a woman walks and a woman happens to be not just tamanisha, but she's nisha nida, then you're in even more trouble. So what is the law? What do you do? If she is in the beginning of her cycle, in the beginning of the nida cycle, she just became a nida, that's bad news. She will kill the koyach that she has brought into walking between two men is so great, one of them will die. It's at the end of her cycle of nida, which means that she's weak. She's at the end of that period of that cycle when she's in nida. Then miriva isa b'neim, she caused them to quarrel. Maitakante, what should a person do to bring a refuah for this makah? So the niftach b'kel, same thing. Zel b'zach. You should say the beginning of the pasuk that begins with kel motzim mitzrayim, and you should include with that pasuk we mentioned before, the pasuk we had before, ma poal kel, v'nafsik b'kel. Okay, same exact solution. Next gemara, hani trein oshei diyasim b'parash durochim. There are two women that are standing at the crossroads. Chada b'hai gisa the shvila, v'chada another woman b'idach gisa. On the other side of the crossroads, umchavnon apayu lahadadi, and they are directing their faces lahadadi to each other. If you're going on the road, you're traveling in your car, and you come to the cross, you come to the intersection, and you see there are two women at the intersection, and they're on opposite sides of the street, opposite sides of the sign, walk sign, don't walk sign, and they're talking to each other from across the street. Your car should not pass because they are certainly being Isaac in Kishuv. Vada Bikshaf Nasi Asigon, and therefore stay away. Oh, but all the cars behind you are going to honk. Let them honk. It's Bikuach Nefesh. Maita Kante, what should you do? So the most Iigo Dircha Chrina is another road, Lazel Ba. Go to another road. Vileka Dircha Chrina. So what do you do then? So the next best thing is don't go alone. Go with another person. The other person, the koyach of two people, will save you from their koyach. There's another person with him. The two people should hold hands. They should join hands, connect with one another, hold hands. Maybe it means under their arm, maybe it means to hold hands, doesn't say. But it says that they should link up by holding on to each other. The nichlefu, and they should pass between the two women. The ilek in the shachrim, there's no one else, you're all alone. Neimahachi. So you say the following statement. You say, igras ozlas osya delusya. Now, what do those words mean? They don't mean anything. These are names. These are names of Shaden. Oysen, these that they're called Igras, Ozlas, Osio Belusia. Attain Oysekus when Miskalta should be killed. Bechek Kivol in the lap. Bechek of an arrow. Igras, Ozlas, Asya, Belusia. 1, 2, 3, 4 different names of Shadim. Miskitala should be executed. The chayk kival in the chayk in the lap of an arrow. It's a chant. It's some type of a lachash. How do you translate lachash in English? Lachash. It's a secret, some type of thing. There's a word for it, a fancy word for it. You say it, you chant it in front of demons. Doesn't necessarily make sense. You whisper it. What does Rashi say? Rashi here says, Igras ozlas usya belusya, oison shadim, she aten oiskois bohen bikshaf. Those demons which you two women are now busy with, if you're talking to each other at the crossroads, obviously, what are you talking about? You're talking about these four demons. You are trying to invoke their power upon this world. Miskatlin, may they be killed, b'cheikval, kivar harugim heim b'chitzin. They already have been murdered through arrows. K'moyim mochi v'kovlu kachsham rabbeinu meraboy, v'raboy mipi rabbeinu gershoyim zeichet tzadik levracha. Then he goes weiter. Igres hi igeres bas machlas shem sheda. Name of a demon. Okay, so these are four demons have already been killed in the cheik of an arrow. Kival means an arrow. Cheik kival. That's what it means. Somehow this means becheitz. I'm sorry, becheitz. Becheitz kival. Not cheik. Cheik is becheitz. Change the kuf to a tzadi. Becheitz. And the arrow kival. I don't know what kival means. Kival means miskata already. Kival means already in the past. Kival. It already happened. Miskatal, they were killed. Kivar, kivar. The word kival means kivar. Mm-hmm. Already have been miskatala killed. Bechek, chek means bechets through the arrows. Okay, next Gemara. Hi man, the pagabita saw beidna the solka mitulas mitzvah. A man meets a woman. He just bumps into a woman when she comes out of the mikvah. Okay, she comes out of the, she's of course all dressed, it means she comes out of the base, she came out of the mikvah, and personally he encounters her. So if a person has the man who met this woman, who bumped into this woman when she came out of the mikvah, if he will go home and be with his wife in time before that woman that he bumped into will be with her husband, and he has nothing to do with this woman. This woman is not his wife. This woman is a stranger. But he happened to bump into her after she came out of the base Hatzvila. So if this man will then go home and be with his wife, and he'll be mishamish with his wife before this woman is with her husband, then achodulei lididei ruach zinunim, he'll be overtaken by a spirit of znus. He'll have a tremendous taivis. That's what it seems to say. Zinunim is, I guess, znus, right? That's what zinunim means. Znus. He'll be overtaken with the koyach of znus. Iyu kodma mishamsha, if she has relation with her husband first, she will be overcome, this woman will be overcome with an enormous Yetzirah, a spirit of Zinunim. We don't know what these things mean. My takante, what is the solution for this problem? The Gemara says, Lema Hachi, you should say the following words. Now these words, Shaifech, the Pasuk. You should say this Pasuk. The Pasuk is a Pasuk in Tehillim. Shaifech Buz al Nidivim. Hashem pours out disgrace on the gracious. The Yisam Besohu Vayasim, and he caused them to error, to make a mistake, Betohu, in nothingness, Lo Derech, in a way that is incorrect. So apostic that I guess this apostic, the demon over here refers to the demons. The demon over here does not mean that it means wicked people. Over here the pun the divim refers to people that are not good people. What does the Rashbam say? If I could find the Rashbam, there is no Rashbam. It's a pasuk. This pasuk is a pasuk that's an antidote to the ruach zinunim, which appears to be the nidivim of this pasuk. Hashem will cause this to be the yasim, to err, to make a mistake and go away on a road into nothingness, a place where there's no derech, not to bother us. Okay, obviously these are sisrei Torah. Chazal tell us they have hidden the biggest seudos in these gemaras, which we have mamish no clue what they mean. But by learning it, having just the basic ideas, one day we'll be zeicha to maybe have some understanding of the Sisrei Torah. I'm Rav Yitzchak. What does it mean this pasuk? Gam ki eilech begeitz al moves. Although I go in the valley of the shadow of death, okay, is the valley shadow of death. Lo ira ra, I fear no evil. Ki ato imadi. Okay, we say this is part of the mizmor. You say Hashem Dol Hashem Roi. You say this on Shabbos a few times. Ze hayoshon betzel dekel yichidi. What's the gates al mavis? A person goes to sleep betzel dekel yichidi, a loner. There's a tree, a palm tree that's all alone. It's all dekel yichidi. It's not part of a group of trees, and the person lies down and enjoys its shade. It is a sakana. Betzel levana, in the shadow of the moon. Okay, in other words, the moon casts light, and then on a wall, and then that wall produces shade at nighttime. Right, even at night, there's shade. We live in the city, so it's almost impossible to find shade of the moon. But if you go out to the country in the summertime where there are no lights, so there's something called the shade of the moon. The moon spreads some light, and then it can produce a very slight shadow on a wall. A wall can produce a very slight shadow. So that shade is sakana. V'tzel dekel yichid l'mar nergo more qualifies halacha. V'tzel dekel yichid l'mar nel d'loy nafal tula d'chavri ilavei. Provided that the shadow of another of a wall, d'loy nafal tula d'chavri Rabbi Eliezer noticed it's so far away that this palm tree is so far away that during the daylight hours, the shade of another palm tree does not interact with it. So it has to be mamash yichidi, all alone. There's no overlap of shade from another tree coming in the vicinity of this tree. Aval nafal tulo the shade chavi yilavei less than ba. Elo the Gemara zekash elo hodetanya hayasha mitzadek lichidi bechatzer. We learn its own sleeps go sleep in the shadow of dek lichidi bechatzer in a courtyard. The hayashan mitzel levana. Or a person goes to sleep in the shadow of the moon. Damai b'roishai, he's chayiv misa. Hechidami, what's going on? What's the case? We have a case of a person who lies down in the shadow of a palm tree. Adekal yichidi in the courtyard, he's chayiv misa. What is the case? The Gemara is questioning, in light of what we just learned, what is the case here? Hechidami, ilema the loy nafal tulu b'tchavi ilave. If the case going with the shade of another tree, did not fall upon it, it's all alone. Afilim sodanami. So why dafka chotzer? It says it dafka in a courtyard. Why in a courtyard? If it's all alone, even in the field also. Nami ella lav shma mina, it must be b'chotzer. Ella b'chotzer in a courtyard. Af al gav the nafel tul the chaver ilavei. That a courtyard is worse. That in a courtyard it's much worse. If you go to sleep in the shadow of a dekel that's located within the walls of a courtyard, it's a greater sakana. The sakana is present even if the shade of another palm tree interacts with this palm tree. If you're in a sadeh, then it'll only be a sakana if it's all alone and there's no interaction of shades. But if there is, you're in a chotzer, then it's even worse. Fine. And the Gemara says, you're right. When we learn over the sakana, you go in the shade of a levon le'amar on Ella, be ma'arava. Only in the ma'arava, the end of the month. Okay, so there's some astronomy here. Over here, the astronomy is that b'soif ha'chodesh, at the end of the month. At the end of the month, where is the moon? The moon is Shalavana Zareches B'Mizrach. The moon shines in the east. If you're going to sleep by a wall on the west side, Havi Hatzel B'Mara, because since the sun is in the east, so the moon is in the east. The moon is casting its light westwards. So the wall that interferes is going to cause the shade to be in the west. Aval bimidincha. Bimidincha means techilas hachodesh. Shalavon azareches bimarov. Bimarov itself bimizrach. So bimidincha, what's attached to bimidincha? Bimidincha is the word mizrach. The word bimidinchasa, that's a fancy word. I didn't know that word. It means, in Aramaic, it means the east. You know that? Bim din chasa means in the east, but if the bim din chasa less lanba, there is no sakana, because whatever reason. Okay, next halacha. Hi man, another halacha. Hi man, dimipane. A person dimipane, he goes to the base akise. Agirda de dikla. Achto leil didena. Agirda de dikla means on the top of a pieces. A palm tree that's been cut, so it's the word, a gidra means a wall of palm tree, and basically a gidra means it's been cut, it's been chopped up, a branch of a palm tree that has been cut. So a person, it's simple, you cut off a branch of a palm tree and it's lying on the ground, and a person relieves himself on the branch of a palm tree. That's not a good idea. Why not? Achodole lididei. He will be overcome. Achad means will attach itself. Achad will become one with you. Lidi day, ruach palga. What's ruach palga? Ruach palga is called choli hashisuk. What's shisuk? This is. And I'm not exactly what it's sure. Hashisuk, quietness, palga. Yeah, I really need an English for this one. I don't know what this is. It's a certain type of illness. Ruach palga. Ruach palga, a certain disease will be overtaken by. Okay, whatever this is. Then, give me 1 second. Let's say we on the side of the Gemara. Shigaon, foolishness. Okay, shigaon. He'll be overcome with an illness. He'll act like a fool. He'll behave in a foolish manner because of due to illness. Next, the haiman, the matzle reisha, person that is matzle reisha. He tilts. Matzle means to tilt his head. Agidra the dikla, on a piece of wood. In other words, you bend your head, you rest your head on a piece of a palm tree that's been cut down. Achad le ruach tsirada. What's ruach tsirada? Ruach tsirada means a migraine headache. He'll have a migraine headache. It's ko'ev chatzi harosh. Half of your head is in pain. Okay, that's what it means. Some type of very, very intense headache. Right. Haiman the pasa adikla, person that steps over, you pass, you jump over adikla. So im mikdal kotil. So what's going to happen? If the tree, a person on top of a dekel, imikdal kotel, if the dekel is imikdal kotel, if the palm tree is cut down, then kotel, the person will be killed. The akar, and if it's uprooted, the akar umis, the person will be uprooted from this world. That's only if he does not put his feet upon the dekel when he passes over, he jumps over it. Less than the person is jumping, you're skipping. Now, a palm tree, obviously, it's a very small palm tree. If your person has the ability, like the Olympics, you go and you, what are you, the jumps, and you take those sticks, like, you know, go with those sticks,
pole
and
vault.
Whatever you call it, what's it called?
Pole vault.
Pole vault?
So you take a stick. No, they're stacked. You take a stick.
Yeah.
Big pole.
Yeah, and you run.
And then you put it in the ground.
And you fly
and
over.
You fly over a stick, yeah.
So if you do this over a palm tree,
yeah,
it's not a good idea. The person's destiny is linked now to that palm tree. If that palm tree, someone comes to chainsaw and cuts the palm tree, this person will be awesome.
The dekel has a lot of
koyach. The person will also be, we don't know why, palm tree, but peros, tzaddik, katama, yifrach, who knows what these things mean. If the person's destiny is now linked to that palm tree, if the palm tree is cut with a chainsaw, he'll be cut with a chainsaw. If the palm tree is dug up, they come with shovels and they dig up the roots, then he'll be nekar, he'll be uprooted. But if he gets zeros from the judges for doing the job because he hits it, he makes contact, his feet touch the palm tree when he goes over the palm tree, yeah, then he's okay. Then his destiny is not linked to the destiny of this palm tree. Okay, whatever these things mean. Chanisha Tulehava, New Gemara. There are 5 different types of shades. This is Kashmach Gemara. This Gemara is quoted, by all the Darshanim. There are 5 types of shades. Tula the Dikla, there is the shade that is produced by a palm tree. The Dikla Yechida, of a loner, of a single palm tree, a solitary palm tree. Tula the Kanda. What is a Kanda? There is a kula of a tree. It's a type of tree. Okay, I have no idea what it is. The certain type of tree is called kanda. Okay, then there's tula de parcha. Slaf. What's slaf? Capeberries. Right? Arisacha. Capeberries, that's slaf? What's slaf? Whatever it is. A certain type of fruit tree. And tula de zardosa. The tula of zardosa. It's also a certain type of vegetable. To the certain type of whatever it is. Those are the 5 different types of shades. Okay, one more time. There's tula de digli yechida, tula de kanda, tula de parcha, that's slaf, and tula de zardosa. And where's the 5th one? Did I miscalculate? Chamisha tulihave. And what does it say on the gears on the side of the Gemara? It says here arba in Echnami, so the numbers are off. So you have to change. On my Gemara, I have a note, I have a new edition of the Gemara. It changes from chamisha to arba. There are 4 different types of shades. Number 1, tulihave, tula dikla, a palm tree. Number 2 is tula, the dikla yechida. It's a certain type of palm tree, it appears. Dikla yichida means it's all alone. Either a certain type of min or it's it's a certain type of it's all alone, whatever. Tula de chanda, certain type of tree, we don't know what this is. Tula de parcha, when you say tula de parcha is slaf. Okay, that is, that we know what it is. Slaf is caper berries.
What?
Caper berries. Slaf.
Oh, it's a lot.
Slaf. That's the parcha. And then the fourth one is Tula de Dizradita. That is Uzradin. We know that is also. I don't remember. It's a certain word for it. What do you have in the English there? What it says it is? There's a famous thing in the Gemara. The Gemara always talks about this. Remedies. Azradin. Uzradin. Okay, whatever it is. Certain type, it's a certain type of sorbush.
S-O-R-B.
How does the Gemara, the art school always translates this way? Whatever it is, fine. Next. Igadami, some say there's another type of shade. Aftula de Arba, a boat. Okay, don't ever play around with the shade that a boat sheds. You go to the Intrepid on the highway, stay away from the shade that is cast by the boat. The Tula de Arvasa, what's an Arvasa? That's Arava. Amazing. Arava. Willows. Okay, for Dalabinim, the Arava. That's a shade. What's the significance about these shades? What do we want about these shades? Called the Milsa, called the Nafish Anafe. The more branches a tree produces, Kashe Tule, it's dangerous. The shade that it produces is dangerous. So I guess now we have more of an appreciation of these type of things. The rule is branches. So I guess the palm tree doesn't, it's less shade. And then the Kanda is more shade. And then these type of trees, they produce different levels of shade, and I guess the Aravos, they produce a lot of shade. They grow wild. The Aravos grow in abundance, and they produce a lot of shade. Called the most called the Anafe Kashe Tule. Called the Kashe Silve, and the more Silve means Kashe. The Kashe Silve means its bark. Silve means its bark.
Hard?
Yeah. Kashe means it's hard. If the bark is hard, Kashe Tule, then the shade that it produces is dangerous. It's inhibited by demons. Labar, except for a tree. It's the name of a tree called Labar Mikru Moshe. It's the name of a tree. Nothing more than that. Name of a tree, which I don't know if we know what it is. It's a certain type of tree. Turmusin. What's turmusin? A certain type of berry tree. That af agav de koshe silve, even though this tree has very hard bark, loy koshe tule, its shade is not dangerous. The amale shida libra, how do we know this? Because the shida said to its son, pirchei nafshach, fly away. I don't want, that was the advice the mother demon told its child. The mother demon or the father demon told his children, I don't want you to hang out by Perichi Nafshich, fly away Mikumasha, from the tree called Kumasha, the Iuhu de Kotel Avuch, because that was responsible for the death of your father. So the mother demon told its baby demon, told its children, don't ever go near this tree because this tree is Sakon, it killed your father. The Kotel Lididei, and it will kill you also. Kotel means that if you go and you hang out there, it's going to kill you. You don't want to die, so stay away. Okay, so that's the Gemara. Vayit. Omar, Rav Ashi, Chazin, Rav Kahan, the parish, Mikula Tulei, Be Pirche Ruche. I saw the parish Mikula Tulei, that he was makpid, that he stayed away, the parish Mikula Tulei, period. That he stayed away from all shades. Even though the Gemara says only four are Sakana, and then it gives, some say this also, this also. He wasn't a bucky, all different types of trees. He was makbid. He stayed away from the shade of every single tree because it's sakana to be in their shade. It's very strange. What do trees produce? Trees produce shade. So you don't ever have then. You can't be nanda from the shade of a tree? I don't know exactly what it means. The parish Mikula Tola, he said before all different types of trees, the Rashi says. Rashi says silve etzo, it's bark, the parche ruche. Oisim shaden, no, that's fight in the Gemara. Okay, next Gemara. Dei pirche. Okay, this is dei pirche, be'etz, pirche, we learned before, is slath, caper berries. Okay, dei pirche, ruche. Their name is ruche. Okay, that's three words. One more time. Dei pirche. The demons that are found by, they means by, that are local, those demons that hang out by the pirche, the caperberry tree, ruche. Their name is Ruche. So you want to know, why do you need to know that? The Gemara doesn't tell us. If you want to write a kineya, if you want to write an amulet to protect you from the demons, you want to sit in the shade, but you're afraid because there's a demon hanging out there in the shade. So all you got to do is write an amulet. You go to an expert, you pay him a lot of money, he writes you an amulet, and you hang it on your neck, and you're safe. But the expert has to know what to write. So he has to ask, well, where do you want to go? I want to go hang out by the caperberry tree. Oh, the caperberry tree. Do you know which demon goes there? The demon's name is Ruchi. So I'm going to write a kineya addressed for Ruchi. That's why you have to know the name of the demon. Next. The Bay Zardosa. The demons that hang out by the Zardos, that we had before, the Uzrodin, that was the sorb tree, whatever it is, the sorb tree, Shida. So you know what the name is? The name is Shida. The Bay Igre, okay? Igre was, it's the roof, that's not a tree. There are demons that hang out on the roof. People in yeshiva, they always like to go to the roof, hang out on the roof. It's not a good place to go. Demons hanging on the roof. The Bay Igre Rishbe. So when you ride a Kamei, you gotta know the name is Rishbe. Lamai Nafkamina, the Kamea. When you ride the Kamei, you have to know exactly what to ride. Right. The Bay Pirche, the Gemara says, Bere Pirche. Beria Shein Boinan. The Gemara tells us that the demons that hang out at the Pirche by the Kever, guess what? It's a Beria. It's a creature, she'ein lo einayim. It does not have eyes. Okay, amazing. Why do we need to know that? Ligzuze. The reason why we need to know that is, you can run away, ligzuze lo. You don't have to be afraid. Ligzuze means to run away. Ligazuze means to run, lo from it. You don't have to run away. Because if it catches you, so just walk away. It's not going to chase after you. It can't see you. So if you come in its domain, it's going to harm you. But if you can detect that you have entered its domain, all you have to do is go away. But if you come in contact with the other demons, not so easy. Once they see you, they'll chase after you wherever you go. So you have to outmaneuver them. So that's nafkamina, that ligazuze bay. Next, zimnacha, the one time, the more is the maisa. Zimnacha, the hava ozel tzimra banan, was a maisha hoya. Atalcha went leafnuye, he went to relieve himself, leafnuye, lebei pirche. Okay, that's the caperberry tree. And guess what? There was a demon there. Veshama de koosa ilove, he saw that there was, he's detected. I guess he had a certain type of a device, a gadget. Go, you buy this in the Sharper Image. Special Radio Shack. Radio Shack, a special gadget that tells you when it picks up the demons. And it says that you're in contact. So what did he do? The Gazi law, he ran away. Ki Ozlo, Chavke Ledikla, when he... Because he ran away. Ki azla chavke ledikla. When the person, the demon, ran after me, tripped. Kishaholcha haruach achav niskla b'ikar. So then the demon tried to pursue him. Ki azla chavke ledikla. The demon tried, now the demon is blind. Remember, we just learned that the demon who hangs out by this tree is blind. The demon still tried to pursue this individual, and it tripped, because since this demon is blind, it can't see where it's going, and it tripped over the palm tree itself. Chavke ledikle, it tripped. Savach dikla, the whole dikla dried up. Upaka he, and the spirit exploded. Okay, and the demon and the shade itself exploded, it was obliterated. So in other words, it did itself in. The demon would have been wise to remain, to stay put. Being that the demon is blind, it's blind, it didn't see where it was going, and because it did not see where it's going, it tripped over the palm tree itself. By tripping over the palm tree itself, that caused the palm tree to die. And when the palm tree died, the shade itself that was stuck in the palm tree, it burst and was obliterated. Next, Nugamara. Pircha the Bay Zar Dosa. We mentioned that. We have this demon that hangs out by the Zardasa, this tree. The name is Shidi. We learned that before, right? That was a little before. Next, his name is, no, it's a different, tree. The Bay Zardasa, it's a different tree. Zardasa. It's a different tree. Its name is Shidi. Okay, next, Maisa. Hi, Zardasa, the Smicha. There was a tree, the Smicha, that was near, close, Lamasa, to the town. The more language is sorry, the Zardasa, the Smichel Masa. If you have a Zardasa that's in the vicinity of a city, Lepachsa Mishis and Shide, there are 60 of these demons that hang out in the tree. It's a Mitzis. You have a certain type of a tree called the Zardasa tree. If it's in the vicinity of a city, it is frequented by 60 demons whose name's name is Shidi. Why do we need to know this? That if you write a kineya, you have to write 60 kineyas in order to neutralize the koyach of the demons that are found in the Zardasa that's samuch to the masa. And the Gemara illustrates this with the Maisa Shahaya. Ahu bar kosha, there was once a Maisa Shahaya, a shaiter, kosha de masa. It means he's an officer, a police man, the masa, the ozel, the koi gabi zardasa, the simple masa. He went and he frequented this zardasa that was, he was a policeman that was near the city. Olubei shis and shidi. So what happened to this policeman? He was inhibited by 60 demons. The istakon, and he became lidei sakon. So what? They went to the doctor. They went to the rav. The rav should write for this shoiter a kameya to release him, to free him from the 60 demons that have entered his body in Pundle Sakana. He went to a Rabbanon who did not come to the daf, did not come to the shir on the day we learned this daf. So he did not know the secret that this Zardos has 60 demons. So this Talmud Chacham, he made him say, Yoda Kameya, they heard the Talu Chinga Begavei. It was heard that they were dancing. The Talu Chinga Begavei, they were dancing inside the tree. The Kamashri Hachi Sudre Demar Kitzur. But this person, he wears the garment, the levush of the Talmud Chacham. Bedigna Bebe Mai Lo Yoda Baruch Ato. Baruch. He doesn't even want to make a bracha. That he's not a real Talmud Chacham. Because if he's a real Talmud Chacham, he doesn't write a Kameya. He doesn't know that there are 60 demons and he did not write the right Kameya. Also, whom Rabban, there was another one that came, the other, the Zardos and Shisin Shidi Hava, Kosla Kameya, the Shisin Shidi, Shem, the Ka'amu, Pani, Manaych, Mehacha. Then another Talmud Chacham wrote the correct Kameya, and then it was heard all the demons were saying, we have to pack up, clean out all the temples, we have to leave because we're being evicted due to the